Wow, that was the amazing Nancy Ajram and a song called Lawn Ayunak. That was a dedication from Alina Sayed here and beautifully dedicated to her friend, I guess, who is getting engaged. We were also joined in the studio with Omar Zain, an amazing young Tunisian-American student here at Stanford, who spoke to us about his views on the Tunisian uprising as well as about his take on, what we would call a revolution music from such great Tunisian artists as El General. I did want to say that today is a special day indeed, because in addition to my two wonderful students, Alina and Omar, I got a surprise visit from none other than one of my current students, and that would be none other than Melanie Nakuzi. Ahlan wa sahlan ya Melanie.
مرحبا.
كيف الحال؟
منيحة الحمد لله.
ممتازة. And so for those people who don't speak Arabic out there, I asked her how she's doing, and she said منيحة. منيحة is not classical, which shows the fact that you must have heard Arabic at home, Melanie. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct.
So can you tell our listeners a little bit about your background?
Yeah. I grew up in California. However, my father is full Lebanese, and at the age of 12, he had me travel to Lebanon to live there with my aunt and uncle, his brother and his wife, and his wife. Yes. For a year. And that's how I picked up the colloquial Arabic. And since then, after returning home, I've been speaking with my siblings, who we have like basic Arabic. It's our secret code language. Yeah.
Is that classical Arabic or Lebanese sort of dialect Arabic?
Lebanese Arabic,
yes. And so you mentioned traveling to Lebanon. How many times have you been?
Probably, I think it's about four times now.
Wow, yeah. Wow. And so going back, you always go back with dad and mom and
yeah, the family? Yeah, my family always travels there. The year I spent there, I was there with my uncle and aunt, who I'd never met before that year. So it was actually a very scary proposition.
Wow. Melanie Nakuzi, from your last name, we can tell, you know, this is a Lebanese last name. But you were born and raised in the USA, as you said.
Yep.
And you've gone back sort of occasionally and decided to take Arabic at this stage in your academic, journey.
Yes.
Because of your own identity, or was it something else?
I would say it was more for identity. I took a different language in high school, and then coming here, I thought it would be like a great language. I can't communicate with my grandma because she only speaks Arabic.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's a very good incentive there. If you want to talk to your teta,
my teta,
you're going to have to speak some Arabic. Have you found it a little bit difficult to differentiate between classical Arabic and colloquial Arabic? Has it been like two different languages being learned spontaneously or simultaneously? Or did you find that the connections were not as different as one would think?
There are different languages. The words, for example, for I want in the colloquial is baddi, versus urid in the classical.
And that's a huge difference there. How can baddi and urid be the same word, right?
Right.
But other than those, were there words that you kind of at this point feel like you can almost translate from colloquial to classical or vice versa?
Yeah.
Words like house, for example, those would exist.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of overlap.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yes.
And so, because I'm noticing this, and I don't want to, in any way embarrass you by, talking about anything in terms of what goes on in the classroom, because that is, after all, private. But I do see you sort of shining now in terms of your classical Arabic, something that you used to shy away from, and mixing the colloquial with the classical Arabic. Has the experience been worth the toil one has to go through to get to the level where one can speak classical Arabic and mark case endings and such?
Yeah, well, the way I think of classical Arabic is kind of like British English. It sounds more sophisticated and pompous.
But who would actually speak it in a party of friends or something at the end of the day?
Right.
Yep, absolutely. I like how you put that, Melanie. Melanie, I know that you're going to dedicate a song in a second to two people who are very special and who happen to be in the studio today. Would you care to reveal their identity?
Yes.
Who are they?
Well, they are my Walidi and my Waludetti.
Oh, and...
Which is my mother and father.
I would say, yeah. I mean, in class, I would have never asked you to translate that one. But for our listeners, your mom and dad are actually at Stanford today, and you brought them with you to KZSU.
Yes.
And how this is, of course, not their first visit to Stanford. But how are they doing?
They're doing well. They made the drive down together.
From
Santa Rosa, California.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how far is that from Stanford?
It's about 90 miles north of here.
Okay. So it's not that bad. And you're going to be taking them around the campus tonight? Or what are your plans with Al-Walid wal-Walida?
Well, they took me swimming earlier, which is great, because I have an injury going on right now.
Yeah, I wasn't going to mention that on the air, because you know when you walked in and you had it was a leg injury,
yeah.
Melanie, I have to say that as your instructor and as somebody who cares deeply about his students, you broke my heart when you walked in with that. It was because of a sports injury, I guess, and
yes.
And I had to sort of toughen up and understand that that's part of playing sports in America. Nevertheless, your dad and I want you to be extra careful and to always stay be safe and to and not to lose your love for sports, of course, but at the same time always be careful. Yeah, Binti, we do want you to be healthy while learning Arabic and continuing on your academic journey.
Shukran.
Afwan, yeah, Binti. So the song you want to dedicate, Melanie, is
Banadik Ta'ala by Amr Diab.
And Amr Diab, of course, the Egyptian singer, is still around. You heard of him growing up in Santa Rosa?
Not in Santa Rosa, but in Lebanon.
In Lebanon.
He was on,
absolutely.
MTV.
He is on MTV every hour. So Amr Diab, Banadik Ta'ala, can you translate Banadik Ta'ala into English?
Of course. I'm calling you. Come.
Wow, very nice. So I guess that's why your parents came. They heard you calling them.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you three have a wonderful evening here on the Stanford campus. Thank you so much, Melanie, for stopping by the KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM station here and for sharing your thoughts on the Arabic classes here at Stanford.
Thank you for having me in the studio.
Shukran, ya binti. So, this is a jamming tune, and I don't want you to overexert yourself, but you're going to find yourself bopping to the rhythms of Amr Diab here on KZSU 90.1 FM. Shukran, Melanie, and ma salama.
Ma salama.
كلمة نقلتها لي ندهت عليه ومن بدري رسم وانا صورة في خيالي وشفتها فيه
That was an amazing track called Raqs, translated as Dance by Suhail Khoury. Before that, we heard a song that really can only be described as mesmerizing, and that was called Malqit by the Tunisian well-known singer Amel Methlouthi. That song, Malqit, translated as not found, it can be found on her album, Kelmeti Hurra. Kelmeti Hurra means my word is free, and that's a brand new album by Tunisian singer Amel Methlouthi that can be found easily on the internet these days because of all the incidents and events going on in Tunis, which seem to have sort of rejuvenated people's interest in modern Tunisian music. Before that, we heard, none other than the, king of Egyptian pop, and that was the one and only Amr Diab singing a song called Benadik Ta'ala. That song went out, of course, from our sort of spontaneous guest, Melanie Nakuzi, dedicated that song to her walid and walida, in other words, to her mom and her dad. Thank you to Melanie for that sort of impromptu interview today here on the Arabology Show, coming to you from KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. My name is DJ Ramsey, and I'm with you this Thursday and every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m., except that today, this Thursday, I'm actually going to be with you all the way till 6:55 p.m., at which time we will have Stanford Sports Women's Basketball versus Colorado. That will take us from 5:55 p.m. until 8 p.m., so please stay tuned for that right after my show. The Arabology Show comes to you every Thursday, as I said, and attempts to bring you to showcase and bring you music that you may not be very familiar with, music that comes from the 20-plus Arabic-speaking countries on Earth, and music that will sometimes shock you and amaze you, hopefully. The idea is to show how alternative Arabic music has been evolving in many parts of the Middle East, and in surprising ways, ways that fuse Western and Eastern beats together in what I would call perfect harmony. Everyone deserves access to literature and educational materials, including those trying to work towards social change, self-empowerment, or rehabilitation within the incarceration system. The Prisoners Literature Program is a grassroots organization that sends free books to prisoners in the U.S. Your donations of paperback books, packing supplies, time, and money can help create a better future for prisoners and society. For more information, visit www.prisonersliteratureproject.com. That's www.prisonersliteratureproject.com. It is coming up to 6 p.m. here on the Arabology Show and here on the Stanford campus on this delightful Thursday afternoon. I will be with you, like I said, for another close to an hour here on the Arabology Show, and I would plan to bring you some very exciting tracks coming to you from Lebanon as well as other Arab countries, so I hope you'll stay tuned for that, as well as other tidbits about, events relating to cultural events going on in the Arabic-speaking world. My name is DJ Ramsey. I'm glad you were able to join me. I will be giving you a little break and taking a break with you to listen to the news in a moment, and that will take us up to 6 p.m. here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM.
To KZSU Stanford, and I'm Marcella De Laurentiis with the latest headlines. Two Western journalists were killed on Wednesday, February 22nd, while covering the siege of the Syrian city of Homs. The journalists were Marie Colvin, an American foreign correspondent for London's The Sunday Times, and French war photographer Remy Ochlik. Their deaths have intensified Western anger against Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. Almost 9,000 people have reportedly died in his recent crackdown. In tragic news from Argentina, a train packed with rush hour commuters hit a barrier at a Buenos Aires station Wednesday morning, killing 49 people and injuring hundreds more. Dozens of survivors were trapped for hours in the wreckage. Many are now in critical condition in the city's hospitals. This latest accident is Argentina's worst train crash since February 1970, when a train smashed into another at full speed in suburban Buenos Aires, killing 200 people. Shifting to national news, a jury has found a former University of Virginia lacrosse player guilty of second-degree murder in the May 2010 death of his ex-girlfriend, 22-year-old Yeardley Love. George Hughley faces between 5 and 40 years in prison. A medical examiner ruled that blunt force trauma killed Love just days before she was set to graduate. In other news, a Los Angeles substitute teacher charged with sexual misconduct is believed to be at large in Mexico, according to authorities. 45-year-old George Hernandez fled Southern California after authorities discovered a videotape in which he allegedly molested a student. Hernandez was previously investigated 3 times, but never charged for sexual misconduct while he worked on behalf of the Los Angeles Unified School District. Hernandez had been working for 3 years for the Inglewood Unified School District when authorities became aware of the tape. In news closer to campus, a San Jose mother accused of driving a car involved in a gang-related attack has been charged on February 22nd with attempted murder. 42-year-old Margaret Juanita Suazo could face 19 years in prison if convicted, stemming from a February 16th attack that left a 13-year-old victim brutally wounded. Suazo and the 2 teens, including her 14-year-old son and a 17-year-old boy, were driving in a San Jose residential neighborhood when they spotted the victim, who police said is a member of the Sereno gang. The woman's son is currently in juvenile court, while the 17-year-old suspect is still at large. In lighter news from campus, an 11th-inning home run from junior third baseman Stephen Piscotty launched Stanford baseball ahead of the Pacific Tigers on Tuesday with a score of 9-7. The number 2 Cardinal are 4-0 for the season. Stanford baseball isn't the only athletic team starting out the season on a positive note. The Cardinal women's tennis team has nabbed the nation's top ranking this week. They continue their undefeated streak during Tuesday's match against St. Mary's, winning with a score of 6-1. The Cardinal are currently 5-0 for the season. I'm Marcella De Laurentiis, KZSU News.
It is 6 p.m. here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. You've just been listening to the news here on the Arabology Show. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and we are in, the last segment or the last hour of my show, because as I reminded you earlier on, we will be sort of breaking away at 6:55 p.m. to bring you Stanford Sports Women's Basketball versus Colorado. That's at 6:55 p.m. and will take us all the way to 8 p.m. Tonight or this evening here on the wonderful Stanford campus. I hope that you've been enjoying the selection of songs, music, and, well, discussions on today's special edition of the Arabology Show, a show that attempts to, well, bring you music that will surprise you in Arabic. We were able to speak today to a few of the Arabic students or students of Arabic here at Stanford, and to hear their thoughts on, well, learning such a difficult language. I also wanted to make sure to thank my wonderful guest, Lina Khatib, who came in earlier in the show to give us her thoughts on, well, the role that satire has played in the uprisings in the Middle East, and certainly with a focus on Egypt, Tunisia, and other places. I will be delighted to wind down the hour with you with a different kind of Arabic music, and one of those is coming up right now. This is not going to sound like the Arabic music that you expect. I hope in your mind it will sound better. Either way, we're going to sample something kind of new here on the Arabology Show. And I hope that you, well, I hope that you enjoy this.
شغلني هواك وتعبني معاك مهما سهرني ما اقدرش انساك سهران بناديك وبفكر فيك لو يوم تطوعني وتسمعني هفضل وياك سهرني مقدرش انساك لو يوم تطوعني وتسمعني هفضل وياك
سهروني الليل عيونك وانت انت الدنيا
يا غالي
سهروني الليل عيونك سهر قلبي قليل
اه يا غالي قولي اعمل ايه وانت ترضى بايه وغلقت اناديك وحايل فيك نهار وليل قولي اعمل ايه حبيبي جمالك سهرني الليل والشوق لعيونك يا عيوني له ألف دليل مشغول بخيالك وجمالك سهرني الليل سهروني الليل عيونك وانت امتى تميل دوقوني الويل عيونك صبر قلبي وانت ترضى بايه وغلقت ناديك وحايل فيك نهار وليل
إن أضحكني فطالما أبكاني كغنى أدنيك من المنى وأطوي الزمن إن كنت حلفت ألا تكلمني كلم غيري لعلي أسمعك أنا أم أخشى وأنت ساكن أحشائي إن أصبح عني كل خل نائي بنا سفنان واحد أعشقه والآخر لم أحسبه في الأحياء
عرسة
امك ما بدها تعطيه
وبيك خبرت القصة
قال لي ما تجوز بنتي
بعد ما خلص الدرسة الله يقطع عمر الدرس بدي اياكي انت وبس الله يقطع عمر الدرس بدي اياكي انت وبس وجوا بقلبي اعمل عرس تحضر عرسك عيني لاهلك بكرة رح اقول قدامن في التلت حلول يما قاتل او مقتول يما بتعطوني هي
شفتي عنك هالمليون يلا تنطير سويه حتى اصبر مش معقول باخر هالشتويه شفتي عنك هالمليون يلا تنطير سويه حتى اصبر مش معقول باخر هالشتويه لاهلك بكره رح قول قدامن في تلت حلول يما قاتل او مقتول
Wow, that was an amazing track called Zitti Annik Hel Maryul, and it was remixed by the one and only DJ Nader that comes to you, that came to you here via the Arabology Show on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. Before that, we heard, the one and only Sharbel Rouhana and a song called Ya Ghusna Naqa. And if you were wondering who those amazing vocals in that song were, well, they were none other than Tanya Saleh. Before that, we heard Raghib Alama and a song called Saharuni Layl, and that was that very, very sort of, bopping tune, I guess? Well, that was a song called Up All Night, and in Arabic, it's Saharuni Layl, taken from the one and only Raghib Alama. We began the set with that instrumental that sounded, well, I don't know if it sounded like the typical Arabic music one would expect, but it certainly was sort of this Andalusian, Algerian mix. Well, it was by El Gusto, the song, or the El Gusto Orchestra of Algiers. The song was called Ya Rayeh Wayne Msafir, and that means, Where Are You Going, O Traveler? That was taken from the El Gusto album. So hopefully you enjoyed that mix. I certainly aim to please here on the Arabology Show with DJ Ramsey. I'm going to be with you until 6:55 this evening, and I will continue to bring you music that will hopefully surprise you and blow your mind. Speaking of that, well, who is best or better able to do just that, and that means blow your mind, than Omar Ofendam, the Syrian-American rap artist, poet, I would say, as well. And from his album, Syrian Americana, here he is reviving a song that dates, well, at least 30 years by speaking in classical Arabic and then intertwining it all with hip-hop-style poetry that translate the original poem by Nizar Qabbani into English. What I'm talking about is a poem by a very well-known Arab poet named Nizar Qabbani called Finjan that talks about a coffee cup reader. Coffee cup readers in many parts of the Arab world are considered like psychics are here. People go to them, they read, they drink their coffee there and then turn their cups upside down. And then after the inverted cup has sat there for a while, the coffee cup reader looks at the shapes that have formed within the cup and tells the person their future. But whether you believe in it or not, it is a tradition that goes on in, well, many, many Arabic households, both in the Middle East and there. And Omar Ofendam does a great job of translating the poem and telling us what this young man is being told by the fortune teller or by the coffee cup reader and what she sees in his cup and what she sees, ladies and gentlemen, is quite, quite enthralling.
جلست والخوف بعينيها تتأمل فنجان المقلوب قالت يا ولدي لا تحزن فالحب عليك هو المكتوب
You tell her probably be to your palm. You be at the fortune teller, probably be to
she sat with staring both her eyes, pondering this Turkish coffee cup inverted. Carefully she worded destiny and time. Don't you grieve, my son, for love is written for you in the signs. Martyrdom for he who dies religiously, but love is blind. Your coffee cup is terrifying, a life of traveling and battling. A lot of love, a lot of death, a load of pain and ravels as you're chasing after every woman on the planet, only to return like a defeated king, lascivious and lonely. Love is free, why the fortune teller charge me a fee just to say that? Love, but nobody's willing to reciprocate. I guess it's payback. Now, in the future is a girl whose eyes alone can make you praise the Lord. Lips shaped like grapes, beautiful. Her laugh is musical, and still the sky above's a gloomy gray. The rains and pours, roadblock, deadlocked, immutable. A sight unusual. The woman of your dreams, sleeping in a palace tower, guarded by both thoughts and soldiers. Like so, which will make you power in the princess of your heart. In a slumber from the stars, suitors lost, climbing fences to a brooder. Who'd have thought? Now, I've read many poems and horoscopes before, but I have never seen a coffee cup resembling your coffee cup. I've never seeing sorrows like the sorrows emanating from this demi-tasse. Your destiny's to walk on dagger tips of love so many times. The solitude of seashells and the weeping willow. We will see you sucking currents of an oceanic love for females. The details you love and lose a million times, only to return like a dethroned king, lascivious and lonely. Love is free, why the fortune teller charge me a fee just to say that? Free to love, but nobody's willing to reciprocate. I guess it's payback. I read between the lines like fortune tellers with a coffee cup, and I ain't talking about them frappuccinos with that frothy stuff. Our peoples are of equal standing in the eyes of God we trust, but we're the ones who shoulder blame when errorism's on me bust. I'm sick of asking why, when a kick of ash can fly. When a man is rich, weather and golden knowledge, he should try to treat the poverty of other brothers with consideration, knowing that the highest form of flattery is imitation. It's another iteration of the same bitter taste with the same limitations. Faint recollections of her face in a lace, and the bars of the jail where there ain't visitation. Man, I hate being patient, rather be the doctor. Diagnose a higher dose of Maya Copanacha. General Hospital, scrubbing soap for opera. Your local pasta, connect the dot. Hope for God, within John. Love is free, why the fortune teller charge me a fee just to say that? Love, but nobody's willing to reciprocate. I guess it's payback.
مقدورك أن تمضي أبدا في بحر الحب بغير قلوع وتحب ملايين المرات وترجع كالملك المخلوع.
Thank you. Gärten, ja, wie eine Arsch, dass wir lieb uns hatten, das Leben leicht auf uns. Und alle Leute sahen sie, wenn wir beide Laterne stehen.
Man. This is KZSU, Stanford, 90.1 FM.
لو ناوي يرجع يا أهلا لو في باله يجيني فعلا بس مكسوف مني مثلا حد يحكي له اني اصلا كنت مستني لو ناوي يرجع يا اهل مش هقول له لا ابدا ليه وانا محتاج له دايما واللي هيقوله لي طبعا مش همانة فيه لو ناوي يرجع يا اهلا لو في باله يجي لي فعلا بس مكسوف مني مثلا حد يحكي له اني اصلا كنت مستني لو ناوي يرجع يا اهلا مش هقول له لا ابدا ليه وانا محتاج له دايما واللي هيقوله لي طبعا مش همانة فيه على ايه واللي بيدار خسارة انا قلت له يجي واديت له امارة اللي بيحسبها ومستصعب
was Tamer Ashour and a song called Ya Ahlan. Ya Ahlan, of course, translates as welcome in Arabic. And that track was taken from his album Liya Nazra, which means I have a point of view. And if you haven't heard of Tamer Ashour, well, he's an Egyptian composer turned singer who specializes in quote-unquote sensitive guy songs with sadder songs and darker themes than most Egyptian pop music. So I hope you liked him if you did like that kind of music, check out his album Liya Nazra, and his name again is Tamer Ashour. Before that, we heard the magical, beautiful, enchanting voice of Reem Benna and a song called Malik, that was taken from her Al Rawa'i' Greatest Hits CD. And before that, you might have heard a little French there mixed in with the the funky beats, and that was of course Tawfiq Farouk and the song Lili S'en Fout. Lili S'en Fout, a French title, but the translation would be Lily Doesn't Care, or Lily Doesn't Give a Hoot. And we began the set with that amazing song Finjan by Syrian American rapper Omar Ofendam, and from his album Syrian Americana. That song, of course, was based on the well-known poem by the late Nizar Qabbani called Qari'at al-Finjan. However, the song title that we played was simply Finjan. Finjan, by the way, in Arabic, means coffee cup. So there you go. And as we said, that was actually half English, half Arabic, where the singer, Omar Ofendam, translated the poem into what can only be called modern poetry in English. The show is Arabology. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and I'm so happy to be with you this Thursday afternoon. I wanted to thank all the guests that stopped by today at the studio to give a quick marhaba and a shout out today, and also to say that after many weeks and many people asking where is the amazing Ahmad Q, apparently Ahmad Q has also decided to resurface today and give us all a quick marhaba. Ahmad, we have certainly missed you in the studio. I'm going to say ahlan wa sahlan bika, and we are so happy to have you back.
Thank you very much.
كيف الحال يا أحمد؟
والله very good.
Okay, so والله very good. Now that's the Ahmad Q we're used to, half Arabic, half English. Did you call it Arabizi the other day?
Arabizi.
Arabizi. What is Arabizi?
Arabizi. It's not about talking. It's not the speaking thing. You know, it's writing. You know, when you use the English letters.
To communicate
with the Arab people. This is Arabizi.
This is Arabizi.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's half Arabi, half Inglizi. And of course, Inglizi is the way you say English in Arabic. So Arabizi is half Arabi and half Inglizi. Exactly. I think we confused everybody.
It's like using the English letters to write Arabic words.
I see. So, yeah. You know, how would you spell your name, Ahmad Q? Is it A K M A D or?
No, A 7 M A D.
7. Now, what's the 7 for?
7 is Ha.
Ha. Yeah. Oh, so that's because the letter Ha doesn't exist in English.
No, it doesn't.
And so, in your attempt to create a letter, you use the letter 7, which, oh, I see.
It resembles that.
That's very, very, very smart, Ahmad Q. Is this something that your generation of computer.
The chat generation.
Oh, so I gather you've been in the chat rooms and seen that.
Well, everybody knows that now.
So why not type in Arabic? Why must we use the English keyboard?
Well, not everybody having the Arabic keyboard, you know.
I see. Oh, so it's for those times where you're caught without a keyboardless or Arabic keyboardless.
Yeah.
All right. Ahmad Q, I'm so happy to have you back in the studio. Oh, you've always been such a wonderful source of information about your generation of Arab Americans. We all know you were born and raised in Jordan, and you've been in the U.S. now for a while. And so what are your thoughts now after all these months of traversing these great United States of ours?
Well, it feels like home so far. I mean, I have no troubles here. Everybody is friendly. Everybody is lovely. I like it so much, especially at Stanford.
And may I say, what an American accent you've started to develop. I do remember when you first came here and you were very reluctant to speak in this great American accent of yours.
Thank you.
Ahlan wa sahlan, Ahmad. Ahmad, you wanted to kind of talk about a song by Ilham al-Madfa'i. And perhaps you could tell us a little bit about who Ilham al-Madfa'i is and what song we're about to hear.
Well, Ilham al-Madfa'i is a very popular singer from Iraq. He's in the 70s now. He's a guitarist, singer, and a composer as well. He has been very well known in the Middle East and for different songs that he has been singing, and we know him through like Babori, Rayh Rayh, and Bain Asr and Maghrib, and others. And I wish if you have one of these very popular songs.
Well, we do. We actually have his latest album, which is called Dish Dasha.
Oh, Dish Dasha. I like this song. So, I like this album. I wonder if you have Bain Asr and Maghrib then.
Well, yes, because that is on the album. But you know, Ahmed, this is not going to be the original version, because as you said, Ilham Al-Madfai, this Iraqi singer, is in his 70s now and is still releasing music. Do you think he's going to sound as good now singing Bain Al-Asr Wal-Maghrib as he did back in his heyday?
Well, each age has its charm, you know?
Oh, that is really nice coming from you, from a 26-year-old. Ahmed, what is the translation of Bain Al-Asr Wal-Maghrib?
Bain Al-Asr Wal-Maghrib means between the afternoon and the sunset.
And what happens between afternoon and sunset?
Between the afternoon and sunset? Let's see.
All right, here we go. Ilham Al-Madfai and Bain Al-Asr Wal-Maghrib.
العصر والمغرب مرت لما تخيالها مرت لما تخيالها ورافت فرسي وليفي لانها شجرة وميالة لانها شجرة وميالة يم ولدش داش النيلي يم ولدش داش النيلي حبش سير أبدي ليلي وحرمني نومة ليلي وحرمني نومة ليلي كسرت الخيزارانة كسرت الخيزارانة صار لي سنة وست شهور من ضربتك وجعانة من ضربتك وجعانة
لا تضربني لا تضرب كسرت الخيزارانة كسرت الخيزارانة صار لي سنة وست شهور من ضربتك وجعانة من ضربتك وجعانة
بين العصر والمغرب مرت لما تخيال وعرفت فرسي وليفي لنا شجرة وميال لنها شجرة وميال
مرجوحة بين سطوحي وسطوحة بين سطوحي وسطوحة خلي يقولوا حرامي روحي متعلقة بروحة روحي متعلقة بروحة
والله لنصب مرجوحة بين سطوحي وسطوحة بين سطوحي وسطوحة خلي يقولوا حرامي روحي متعلقة بروحة روحي متعلقة بروحة
بين العصر والمغرب مرت لما تخيالة
مرت لما تخيالة
ورافد فرسي وليفي لنها شجرة وميالة لنها شجرة وميالة
That was Ilham Al-Madfa'i, the well-known Iraqi singer, singing a song called Bain al-Asr wal-Maghrib. And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings us towards the end of the Arabology show for today. I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in this Thursday. And very special thanks to my guests who were Omar Zain, Alina Al-Sayed, Lina Khatib, and of course, Melanie Nakuzi, not to mention the amazing Ahmed Q, who just talk to us about the song by Ilham Al-Madfa'i. In a couple of minutes, we're going to get ready for Stanford Sports Women's Basketball versus Colorado. So stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen. Remember to go to our Facebook page if you get a second, www.facebook.com/Arabology, and like the page if you do like the show, and feel free to dedicate any songs that you like. I'll be with you next Thursday at 4 p.m., signing off for today. This is DJ Ramsey, and the show is Arabology.